Back out at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial on this cold and rainy gray day. There's almost no one here now. A man and his son just passed. They'd walked from the Lincoln Memorial end down to the apex of this black granite wall, stopping along the way, touching a name, looking. Just at the end of the walk, the man paused for a moment, and he turned back, and he came to attention. And he raised his hand in salute, and he held it for a moment. And then he turned away again, and he and the boy walked on.
The Vietnam Veterans Memorial isn't the only war memorial on the National Mall. There are also memorials in honor of Korean War and World War II vets. If every war is memorialized in some way, then some sort of Iraq War Memorial will probably be built someday. It's hard to imagine, though, what that would look like. Joining us to talk about how memorials are designed is Christopher Hawthorne. He's an architecture critic for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, let's first talk about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And that was an unpopular war and initially an unpopular memorial, right? So what influence has that memorial had on subsequent designs?
It's had a huge influence. It was the first war memorial to use the minimalist language that was becoming popular in the art world at the time. And as a result, that kind of minimalism has become really the lingua franca now for memorial design. It's hard to imagine any design winning the kind of international competition that we hold now for memorials that doesn't use that kind of minimalist language.
But what is a memorial? I guess is the question behind this. Is it to memorialize, or is it to instruct, or is it to be patriotic? Is it to be representative of the nation? What is it?
I think it's to remember the event, but I think a memorial to be successful really has to say something, and I think we've forgotten that lesson. Myelin's design for the Vietnam Memorial said some very strong things about that war. It said that it was a wound in the national psyche. It was something that needed to be healed. It was a kind of gash, you know, the whole form of that design. And one of the reasons that it was attacked so vociferously when it was proposed is it really is a sort of a wound on the landscape of the mall. At the same time, it is an attempt to sort of stitch that wound back together and points the way toward healing. Now here we are dealing with the events of 9/11 and still trying to put them in some kind of context, and now talking even in the midst of the Iraq War about what a memorial for that war would look like.
What would it look like?
I think it's much too early to say, and I think it says something that we even have this conversation now about, you know, even as we're talking about a kind of pullout, we're already thinking about how to memorialize and contextualize and, you know, put the war in some kind of historical context even while we're in it. And I think that's a symptom maybe of this culture's kind of cycle of analysis and history. You know, that cycle moves so much more quickly than it used to.
Let me just ask you this. Why do we have to memorialize? Does there have to be a memorial for everything?
You know, I think we've fallen into that trap. I was thinking about right after Hurricane Katrina, the Los Angeles Times sent me to New Orleans, and I spent about a week there when the city was still flooded. And one of the first pieces that I filed from there, when I was talking about the prospects for recovery, actually said, and of course there'll have to be a memorial. And I almost wrote it without thinking, because we've been so conditioned to think that there has to be a memorial for all of these events. And I think there probably will be and should be a memorial in New Orleans. But it's interesting that I sort of assumed that right from the beginning, and also that it was one of the first things that I would think about even before the city, you know, was dry and I was writing about this disaster. I was already, you know, sort of thinking ahead to the memorial. And I think we need to fight that rush to memorialize and that rush to think about it. I think the best thing we could do with an Iraq memorial would just be to put off the decision for 5 years if we can manage that, and then revisit the question. 10 years would be better, and then start the process of a competition and try to give the country a little time to to come to grips with what the war means. And that means the families of the victims. It also means designers, giving them time to think about it instead of having to instantly sort of, you know, memorialize an event that we're still grappling with, which is really what happened, I think, with the 9/11 memorials.
Christopher Hawthorne is architecture critic for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.